You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You were just listening to Padiso, and this is Girl Friday. With Amber's knees a matter of concern, we're going to be chatting to Vera Allen on the other side of this. That was Girl Friday with Amber's Knees, a matter of concern. And we've got Vera Allen from Girl Friday on the line. It's good to have you on the show, chatting about brand new album out today for Girl Friday. How are you feeling?
Oh, excellent. It's a bit interesting because, in the States and other parts of the world, it won't be out quite yet. So I'm alone in my band and my celebration today.
And you're in New Zealand at the moment, but the rest of your band is back in LA, is that right?
Yeah. Aside from Sarah, who's in New York.
Right.
So we're all over the show right now, yeah.
It's a weird time to be putting out music, but it's an awesome time as well because, you know, music's the thing that gets everybody through. But how have you felt over the last couple of months? Because you obviously came home to New Zealand because of the pandemic. How's it been for you as a musician?
It's been a strange time. I definitely really love to perform live. It's one of my, I think in music there's sort of several types of craft, you know, and for me, I definitely prefer live over, say, recording and things like that. So so it's been a weird moment, especially being away from band. And this year we had a lot of tours lined up and everything was kind of happening and stuff. But you know what? We just think about how lucky we are in so many other ways. And also, yeah, you just at times like this, you just have to realize that it's not about you, and that everybody's going through things and to much further extents, you know, far worse. So we feel really lucky, and we have music to put out, so that's
totally
lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely for us as well. So Androgynous Mary is the name of the new album. Can you tell us a bit about who is Girl Friday? Who's the rest of your crew, Vera?
Sure. Sure. So we've got Libby, who is on bass and vocals as well. Sierra on guitar and vocals, and then Betty on drums and vocals. And we all write the songs together. Very collaborative.
And how did you guys meet?
Myself and Libby, actually, it's kind of interesting. I was studying at UCLA, and I was actually about to get kicked out of my dorm, and I didn't know where I was going to sleep.
Oh no!
And I didn't know what to do for about a period of a month. I was going to be out, and I was completely broke. I'd met Libby a couple weeks before at a party, and her friend messaged me and said, "Oh, do you want to come over and jam?" Me and my friend. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'll just do it." Sounds good. So went over there with my guitar, and me and Libby, I just saw her playing the bass on the couch, and I just immediately was like, "Wow, her style is crazy. Like, I can't believe how she's playing. I've never seen a bassist play in this way."
Mm.
Basically, we just got along so quickly. I basically moved in with her in the next few days after that, and we went to San Francisco. We just became friends straight away.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it clicked from the get-go. That's really cool when it works mm-hmm. like that for friendships, but also for music, because you get kind of a special chemistry that can be quite hard to recreate otherwise.
Yep.
Can you tell us definitely. A little bit about some of the like thematic stuff that as a band Girl Friday touches on? Because there's a lot of kind of like queer influences going on here. There's a lot of gender play going on. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think all of those things is just part of inherently who we are.
Mm.
And so that definitely comes through in the music and the themes. And it's also part of, you know, the cultures that we were involved in and interested in and the type of people that we want to represent. I think thematically, aside from that sort of stuff, I think there's a lot of play between sort of this hopeless dystopic reality versus this glimmer of hope that one can find in their community and people around them and through love. And so I think it's a really hopeful record, and I hope that that's how it comes across too. Yeah,
I definitely think that's a fair call about it. It's got this kind of like upliftingness, especially some of the songs that maybe have a bit more like ferociousness or an anger or something burning along there. There's a kind of hopefulness that goes hand in hand with that, which I really like listening to this record. I think it's awesome. And Vera, that's kind of how you write music as well. You put out an awesome EP, World Emotion, back kind of at the start of the last lockdown. And was that kind of a reflection on this kind of pandemic time for you?
Yeah, it definitely was. I think it was just kind of that idea that I realized, or it was the first time in my lifetime that I felt that I was going through something with the whole world. And that there was even in New Zealand where, I mean, at the time we're in lockdown, but even in New Zealand where things sort of were so much more peaceful and, you know, compared to like the States where I had been before and other places in the world, it still felt like there was no escaping this sort of really heavy feeling, you know. And so that's sort of what that reflects on, yeah.
Yeah, I found that kind of a weirdly hopeful record as well, though, because there is something I think about when you're all collectively going through an experience together where you do kind of raise each other up a bit, and music is a very good fulcrum for doing that. What kind of stuff have you been listening to or enjoying while you guys have been writing Girl Friday? Who are some of your influences on this album?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, definitely me and Libby are really big Sonic Youth/Thurston Moore fans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of that. I know that Sierra really likes Placebo and is really inspired by Placebo. And then Betty really likes a lot of sort of like Riot Girl 90s vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes through a bit as well. It's hard to say because, yeah, you never want to sort of... you hope that you're not getting too influenced by what you're listening to. I mean, it would be an honour to be compared to any of those artists, absolutely, but yeah, it's sort of hard to say how much of it comes through and how much of it sort of just happens.
But it sounds like an awesome sonic melting pot of ideas there, at least, boiling away in the background. Mm. And Androgynous mm-hmm. Mary is a pretty cool title for this record. Can you tell us a bit about where that came from?
Yeah, so it actually, the beginnings of it was fairly trivial, which was that we were in this parking lot, and there was this mural of Mary, and she had a moustache, and someone made the comment of, like, Androgynous Mary, and at the time we were looking for album names, and really what we were looking for was something to tie everything together.
Mm.
And something to, because we felt a bit lost at that point in the writing process. So what are we trying to say? And that just felt, I think we all just collectively felt really like that summed up a lot of things for us, mm. Which I guess is this idea of like this feminine, this holiness, but then sort of twisting that in terms of, I guess, gender expectation and performance, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So there's a lot of ways you can read into it, and that's what I like about it too. I hope that people sort of take their own thing from it. Yeah.
Well, it's an awesome record, and it's out today. People can grab it if they're in New Zealand right now, which is very cool, and in the rest of the world a little bit later. And fingers crossed, pandemic, providing, we might get to see you play a few gigs soon, Vera, which will be very cool. So we'll just cross all our digits for that. Thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Have a fantastic day.
You too. We're going to play Public Bodies now. Yeah. This is Girl Friday from Androgynous Mary. Kia ora again, Vera.
Kia ora.
like I do.
Friday with Public Bodies. Thank you so much to Vera Ellen for having a chat to us about Androgynous Mary, which is the brand new record from Girl Friday out today. You can grab it on girlfridayband.bandcamp.com. It's awesome. You should definitely go and support it. And I really enjoyed that chat. So cheers again, Vera. And fingers crossed we'll be able to see Vera perform some gigs in the near future if the pandemic allows it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.